This is for the first time I've got the opportunity. Conflict was strong. You already heard 5 years that came to this. First, initially, I had no desire to come out from India. But first I got invitation to Hyderabad, South India, in the Polish capital. Divine Life Society invited. I told them when difficulty in speaking English, sometimes I would find appropriate words to express my heart. Can I speak in Hindi? Because most of you never understand. All right, not a language. I have been to their function and I was asked to speak. I spoke for 1 or 2 minutes in Hindi. Some of the dignified persons stood. Samiji, if you can speak in English, I was forced to speak English about 35 minutes. And when Mexican devotee was there, he invited me, we should go to Mexico for propagation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message of divine power, all embracing all abilities in the universe. Then I said, I have got no intention to go out of it. Not then he was again to go out of it. Who is the but all 5 years or 6 years back what is of Jammu? What is of Punjab? They are insisting on language also. What will it be? We have to rescue the pollution and be saving the pollution of the various brothers. Renounced pollution. So we did it to parents. Why? Since I did not worship the persons, that by going outside, what I shall get there? Their affluence of wealth. By that, I may have a spiritual fall. Why should I get this? There are so many festivals in India. Fall. You have to come to me. Yes. So, I take this. But they continuously exist. Our Guru Maharaj disappeared. Next to Guru Maharaj, you are under Purigoshin. You are head of the publication department, the publishing department, head of the law. It was changed for 30 years. I was under him. Now after Gurudev's disappearance, you have to make his own. That's the Maya people. And our people, our devotees go and help them. But we felt the difficulty. We are not like disciples. I went to Purimashi. All are asking me, who are saying, what benefit? You become this. You allow us, love me, to also. Then he said, yes, to you. Because it is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and desire of our Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Sahib Krishna, and original founder Bhakti Milat Thakur, Jagannath Dev Babaji Maharaj. We have got enough scripture to explain on this. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in India, it's true. Well, he has not appeared for only the persons of India. He has appeared for the whole world. But that is his desire, that there is no other way except chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Not in India, nowhere in the world, he should be involved. Whether they accept, not accept that you are not the king. You have to go and spread this message. There may be some persons who want to be rescued. Why they should be deprived? It is not God's will. God has got love for all the living beings, all the living beings of the world. But that may be, he will be satisfied. Then I remained silent. I was thinking that I am capable of going outside. So much money will be spent on me. Unnecessary if I spend the money of the devotees, the kind of offers. I got no desire to see places in this world. All that concentration of Panchamab, that I see. Again second time I went to Krishna. He also, why you are thinking? He is the order. Then he will explain. He has got enough knowledge of scripture. I heard. Yet I was meditating. Thought and again. Then why you are thinking so? You are asking me to go outside. Will you take my responsibility? If I go there, you have a spiritual power. Your Gurudev will take your responsibility. I'm very humble. I will see my responsibility. You must say, I shall take your responsibility. Your Gurudev will take it. Then, for fear of committing offense, I think that was the Yugoslavia. He wrote a letter to me, a detailed letter. Followed. I decided to. At that time, I came to New York. Yes. And New York I heard because that time the whole history of Hindu about Anandajiva Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Only I heard that one Bhaktivedanta Gurudev has taken sannyas and he is residing in Damodar temple in Vrindavan. Then I had the desire to go there to see and to make obeisance. और गुरुदेव अगेन टू वृंदावन गुरु देव अगर एक बार किया जस्ट एंट्रेंस टू वृंदावन ट्रायंगुलर ब्लॉक टू मार्स इन वृंदावन दट इज द एंट्रेंस चैतन्य गोगी एंड अदर इज वृंदावन गोगी and Guru Maharaj was there. I went there, made obeisances. Samaras told me, I want to publish this monthly magazine, back to home, back to Gwale. You see, go through this, what happened. So indistinct printing of Vrindavan first. It's difficult. Also nice people. Somehow I tried to understand. Then we showed other writings. Go through this. Ultimately I submitted my prayer to him. You would have gone. You are not taking it anymore. Our Gurudev is there. Yes, sir. Tomorrow I shall. Because you must go to somewhere else. You will gather me as possible. Always touring. Now I am touring. That's when Guru Maharaj is going to the correct place. Swami Maharaj came. They are bought. And went to the room where I was doing my study. And they both spoke what matter I did my outside. Nobody had said. It was not a long time. After that, he came out to the room. And when he went to the gate, again he returned and called me. I had got the desire to go outside to spread the Ganga. Will you go with me? I was thunderstruck. I am the secretary of the institution, so much responsibility I have got. Now, how can I go outside? Got the permission of the day. I could not go outside I commit offense. He is also Shiksha Guru, Godfather of our Guru Maharaj, disciple of Bhakti Guru Saraswati Goswami. Even he made commission to the household devotee of Bhakti Guru Saraswati. Any household devotee of the relation, near the household. Disciple of Krishna, natural object to worship. If you are, you are disappointed, you could not get it. Ultimately, I would know it why he took sannyas in New York from the tape record of Vaikunthanath Das, the professor, disciple of Swami Maharaj. He used to take me to different places. And as per desire of Purvashri Maharaj, wherever I am going, wherever I went, everywhere disciples are surrounded. Everywhere. Only Calcutta Putin is to this person came to me. He had decided to go to America. Yes. What benefit will he get? What benefit? They have got no time to hear him. Only Saturday and Sunday they may spare some time. Other times they are always working for money. All until night. You have to sit there idle for 5 days. But when I went there, I was surrounded by devotees everywhere. And so many programs daily. And there are so many temples, Rudraji temple. A Kayam temple, Hindu temple, our devotees are Iskon and Iskandar, so many. have no time to take rest. What is this? Because of Puri Goswami Maharaj Krishna, he gave the word more difficulty. So that I may not have a spiritual fall, that everywhere. And I told them, I shall not go alone. 3-4 devotees must be with me. Otherwise I shall not go alone. Some Kirtaniya, cook, everything, and some that would. If I am to go everywhere, very difficult. And I was secretary, I will bring. At present difficult. So some English person should say, yeah, you accept it. Alone I should know. So they are also seeing me, protecting me. And also, wherever I am going, Guru Vishnu has got compassion for me. Guru Ji got compassion. But that is it. Now, by the desire of Guru Bhagavad, our Gurudev, Guru Sri Mahārāja, our Gurudev, and Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, again I have been sent here. I have never come to you question. I have informed the Ramdas Prabhu, this time Prabhu will be at Boston, not New York. I was present in India. I was outside in England and all countries of Europe. When I returned, immediately I had to go to Puri to participate in Rathi Yatra festival, big festival, and the Holy Advent place in a very big north here. And from there again, on the Rathi Yatra night, I had to go to Calcutta to go to Agartala, government temple, even the Jagannath temple, very costly temple. That were on condition, President of the Union must be present during that. I placed my request to them. If you have got our north there, on the holy bar site of our Paramahansa, Puri. So, during the Rathi Yatra festival, I should remain there. In the return of the Yatra, I should come. When you return, you should participate in the meetings to speak. Just after the function, I returned to Calcutta and again came to Delhi, the no time to think or I misunderstand. What the present day do you understand? Anyway, our Puri Maharaj, Puri Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj, God brother, is there. He insisted, why? Our Guru Dev, are you sent? You're coming every year to Jhulun Yatra and you have given up, lying in the room. This made program has been made by Rapi Sagar after consultation. I don't know, already get the things that come. So, we have to perform Paramahansa Vibhav, that is us. My Lord's desire, I have to think about this. First time, outside India. And also in India, first we started, that is the Jhulun Yatra. Devotee. Everything is pure. Supreme Lord is all good. Whatever is done by the Supreme Lord, by Supreme Lord's will, is for the eternal benefit of us. It won't benefit for us, it will benefit for all. For all the people of this place. As it is done by his without his will, not nothing we can do. Whenever it fails, you can do something with the desire of Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord loses absolute permission. If you leave up a tree, you cannot move. It cannot be accepted. Everything is under it. So if you buy it, you stop. There must be some economic benefit for us. And our Guru Maharaj gave a standing order to me. Wherever you go, you should speak whatever you heard from Guru Dharma, from Vaishnavas, and from the authentic scriptures, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. By that, you will be able to purify your mind, remove all ulterior desires, and you will be able to get the ocean. You should not speak anything to satisfy the conditioned souls of the world. That should not be your target. Your target should be for the satisfaction of Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And whatever you have heard, you should remember that. And by remembering that, you should reproduce it, you should decide, you should speak, you should think. Then your mind will be cleansed. Wherever I go, I can learn old world language. Everywhere I am going, I speak some words in Germany, France, and English. That's language, some German. But other I speak in English and some other interprets. My English is also not good. The intonation is Indian intonation, Bengali. And difficult to understand. Nothing. Some difficulty. Pronunciation is something difficult. Now you see, I have been to New York, that Tompkins Park.
Tompkins
Park. Because I committed offense. Let us be of Shangdara. In Honolulu, they say, you can come here, you can speak, you can take prasad. I said, why? I have no desire to speak. You deliver speech, it is not my time. I said, go there only to lay conditions, let us speak of Shangdara, because I have committed offense. He has established that law. They invited. If you invite the messenger, happy to go to the who led the devotee of charge. I saw everything, made the business. But there are difficulties because some devotees surrounded me and started questioning. Then I will do things otherwise. I have to give reply what they have seen. I was in an awkward position. I have to speak something. They have got the engineers to know some questions. And so, I got the desire when he started his prachar from propagation in that from Kim Square. All devotees we have been there and we perform kirtan. But the place is not the clean. That's astounding. Where? Because this, nobody has taken this. And something should have been done, but it is level. And there is a glass. This is a glass, broken glass. And also some stone, very steep. Then I asked him, how you have thinking of that until now? So we have not been given power to try. We perform kirtan everything in that moment. And after that, when it is going to be evening, some persons are coming. And one person came, kirtan. যেমন স্বামীজীবার দেয় স্বামীজীবাদকে কেজি পার্সেন্ট না উল্টা কেজি পার্সেন্ট সেটা দেবেন স্বামীজি প্রসাদ স্বামীজি অর্জন নিয়ে দেয় now KD person will come. Here also, we went there, here also we heard, Sani Bharat, first bottom victim, common part, but that is, we have been to that place, in that neighborhood. And we also performed victim, and we went to serve another story. Then to just the dust there. And he is always praying for the blessings of his Himadev, blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, blessings of all Krishna Varga and Narakan Khadis. Always, and whenever he started to, before he used to sing the songs of devotional songs written by Narakan Khadis. Always. What is his teaching? What is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Pure devotion. One-pointed devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Sikkhashtra, 8 verses, in the 4th verse he said, Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam bhajabhadishakam Nama janmani janmuse bhavata bhakti rahita vidyum He has taught us. We should not ask for anyway, there should be any desire when you perform bhajan or getting money. Well, what will be? You have to repent. First question will come. The life will be spared. You don't have this desire. And you should perform kirtan and with that don't desire, don't desire will come. It will be fulfilled. You cannot serve out the source in the bottom. You should not pray to Lord for dhan, for wealth, for money, for manpower, for getting physical relations increasing. And for learning. Or for salvation. Only you pray to get one pointed, all this exclusive devotion. Love it. Then you can get to the law. The life will be successful. That is the difference. To Swami Maharaj, I remember that saying. What he said? This knowledge, bhakti yoga, pure bhakti yoga, adhvatta, this knowledge is the key of education. By giving evidence from Gita, 9th chapter, is the king of education, most secret of all secrets. I think we have gone through this. It is the purest knowledge, but because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. God is language. Direct perception of the self by realization. It is the perfection of religion. And there is no realization, there is no perfection. It is everlasting. And be joyfully part of all. Very good. I have seen in his book also. So, by only saying, I belong to Gurudev, I belong to Gurudev, I belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's school of thought, I belong to Gauranga. While we are saying, you cannot get the actual benefit. You cannot accept the teachings and act upon those teachings. That should be practical life. Gurarami, Gurarami, Mukhe Kone Nahi Chale. Gurar Achar, Gurar Vichar, Vaila Phal Phale. The only verse if you say, I belong to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, school of thought. I belong to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But I have no knowledge about the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I am a practicing. What is the use of saying then? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have no knowledge of the teachings, and you have to accept it. But that is example better than precept. You should practice it. You don't practice it, you have no value. Our life is not meant for delivering speeches. Our life is meant for the service. Harikirtan, Harikatha is one of the greatest service of Krishna for his satisfaction. Not for any worldly gain. There are many professional speakers, as our Param Gurudev said. Professional speakers cannot speak the glories of Supreme Lord Krishna. Outside people there, yes, they are speaking. The target is something different. If mark is lost, target is lost, everything is lost. One is the devotion, one point is devotion for the satisfaction of submission. Any moment you may die, for you go with us. What is this? I shall speak. Yes. As you go to your place 7 days a week, we should give you $10,000. But he is actually speaking dollars. You can go believe him. If Krishna is Supreme Lord, you can believe he is maintaining, he is sustaining, he is protecting. Krishna will not protect you. You have renounced the house with death. Purpose in your life that I should take shelter to the counterpart of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Guru, to serve Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan. That is our target. And you have forgotten what you have been. If target is something, name and fame, or money, or any other thing, one person said, if that have seen that one institution, yeah, they are only after money. They are doing bhajan, they are after money. Only money. Those who go there, they are disciplined. After money and after women, after sex. But they are very punctual in observing all the bhaktis. Oh, we have to know them. Purpose is lost. We serve up outside show of the Buddha. What Prabhupada has said, one of the Kamini Pratishtha Bhagyan Kamini Chariyata Jari Sehi to Vaishnava Sehi Shukta Vakta Sehi Anasakta Samshakta Tathaya Parasa. One, he has given up his gold, gold with money. Like a tigress, lioness, to kill us. Kamata Kamini Pratishtha Pahini, the lioness, wins, devour, kill him. With ultimate desire is to get gold, money, wealth, and women, and all these things. Oh, they are performing bhajan correctly. They are outside rules. To what purpose? But for purpose of satisfaction of Krishna. If that purpose is lost, only outside show to attract the conditioned souls of the world getting one day benefit, worldly benefit. It is not spiritual life. If you are now attracted to those women, money, and all this brilliant thing, to what value is this thing? Main life of the time, the aim of the life is lost. You have to do the proper time. But the proper time we are doing for getting something, mundane benefits, if there's sort of deceitfulness is there, it is not good. God is there, you see everything. Etc. They have lost their spiritual life. The aim of the life is lost to the people. That is what Swami Bhagavad wanted to see. They tell us, they tell me how to see. Shuddha bhakti, pure devotion. Pure devotion. Actually, harikatha is self-manifested. A condition for life cannot speak harikatha. Harikatha is identical with Hari. When we shall submit to Hari, then Hari is transcendental. His name, form, attributes, presence, all transcendental. And those who are personal associates of Hari, they are worshipping transcendental supreme person. They are also transcendental. Nothing we can know by our own interior. But if we submit to them, with the knowledge, I am of Krishna, I am of Guru, I am of Krishna. But with that vision, with the desire to satisfy them, then we have spiritual life, devotional life. At least we should try. You try sincerely, it will come, it will help you. If you have to deceive yourself, then you deceive others. Here, I started one topic from Srimad Bhagavatam, but I could not finish it. There is Kopi Devahuti Sangvar. That about the association, about the company of pure devotees, written there, what is the duty of associating with sadhus, real sadhus, and who is sadhus? Now, how long I should speak?
15 minutes.
Wonderful.
No.
15 minutes.
How long?
Now you see, leave this place tomorrow. There will be no time. Here, purify my mind. You have heard the name Kopi, Bhagavan, Mother Telu, husband, Madhav Vishnu, and Mother Devoti submitted a prayer to her husband, Madhav Vishnu. I am disappointed. Why? I have got no son. Without son, this life is throne, but the Lord had kindly given to one son. And God knows to say, if you get out one son, then immediately I shall renounce this house. I shall go to forest. You want me or one son? Then she was in a dilemma. She remained silent. After some days again, she was asking, kindly please, give me son, give me son. Then, what the mission? Thought, perhaps, desire of son. All right, you get son. But you should perform immense penance. Worship Shivani. Then you can get son. Both of us. We perform immense penance. Sincerely. And Supreme Lord appeared in the heart of Kadpurusha. Then Gargamusha, playing the pastimes of Guru in Alpin, in India, Alpin also lived a Guru. Why? Nowadays, why does it become Guru? He's committed. Alpin is Guru, and also, yes, as Guru, spiritual guy, he imparted that divine knowledge. That's right. That divine knowledge appeared in our heart, and after that, that divine knowledge was in her womb. When he entered into the womb, all the demigods, Brahma, Mahavira, Indra, they understood that Supreme Lord going to appear and Mother Devotee, they are accepting Mother Devotee as Mother. They came and they say prayers, they suffered their prayers, Garvastuti in time. The third chapter, Mother. You go through it in detail. At the auspicious time, when Brahma was leaving that place, after saying prayers, Brahma said to Mother Devi, "Oh Mother, you will get a son. But don't think that son to be a human being. Supreme Lord will appear as Kopi Bhagava is appearing. Don't think him. The son, human being, immediately, and all these believers. But on the auspicious day, Kapil Bhagavan appeared from other people. After appearing, he sat squared it. You have to hear discourses, you have to square it in India. But when we deliver speech, sit in the chair. It's very difficult. Sit in the chair. You have bed step like this. On an order. There we sit like this. When you sit in chair, move talking is something different, or delivering speech. For devotional, in India always we find like this. Kapil Bhagavan squared it on me. After a day, squared, and sat on his heart, and like a lotus-like seat, S-E-A-T. But that makes me... I said, but that... Now, Mother Devuri was astonished. Just after bath, whole child can sit like this. What is this? Something surprising. Then she remembered, oh, Brahmbhatta told me that your son is not a human being. Supreme Lord is there. Oh, but a Supreme Lord is there. And she made obeisances to Kapil Mahadeva. Very beautiful. So long I was in the attachment of the worldly relations, worldly things. So I repeatedly prayed for son, repeatedly prayed for son. I could not know it, but when you appear, then I have got this knowledge. If anybody remains always in darkness, always darkness, can you feel the heat in darkness? When a glimpse of light will go, oh, I was so in darkness. Like that, when all existence, all there is, all bliss, Supreme Lord appears, then, Mother, oh, so long I was in ignorance. Nations are then blocked like this. It's not in potency. So I had the desire for son. Now, the kingdom appeared and she submitted a prayer to the kingdom. Kindly, please advise me so that I can surmount all these desires, non-eternal desires, I can surmount the ocean of parts of death and get the ultimate object. I said. Then Gopi Bhagavan smiled. Why? You heard it yesterday. Smile. Mother is saying, I am Supreme Lord. And again saying, I have got many desires in my heart. My heart was very much impure, unholy, so many desires. And there are so many desires that I have no idea. What Mother is saying, very astonished. Satyam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sambhitam. Vasudeva means Vasudeva and Devaki by accepting them as father, that parent. Krishna appeared. Vasudev Krishna appeared. That Vasudev, what is Vasudev? Actually, Vasudev is sanctified heart. Purified heart. If there is any impurity, any ulterior desires, then God will not appear. How, why? Mother Devuri is creation. Devuri is saying like this. He said, I have that, I have come, I am Bhagavan. He said, Ashrita, I have got the impurities in my life. This is not correct. Mother, you have got no impurity in your heart. It is completely pure. So, he is the specialty of Shuddha Bhakta. Shuddha Bhakta are the object of worship of Jnani Yogis. But they can have any kind of vanity, worldly vanity. Why? They cannot. Because they are in contact of the highest truth. When they see higher things, the humbleness will naturally come. When you see inferior things, then you have this sort of vanity. Name glorious. So you have this. Mention it. By very duty, they have some sort of vanity. Oh, we have given up all this our physical relation. But how you cannot have that sort of thing? Because we have come in contact with Supreme Lord. It is because of impersonal form is Brahma. It is because of Paramatma. Yashma Kharamaji Dharashajyotu. And beyond comprehension of the material sense organs, gross and subtle sense organs of the conditioned souls of this world. And supreme is superior to Brahma and Paramatma. So I am praising this as Purushottam. Just after Vishnu said, Brahma Rahi Pratishtha Amitashram. Can you think of this impersonal Brahma is the highest? And the God of all is impersonal. That all is impersonal is the Supreme Lord's His light, that's light impersonal. Sun is personal, but sun's light it seems to be impersonal. But at the back, sun is there. Hello, the person of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is Brahma. Brahma Rahi Pratishtha, the God. I am not speaking. You have asked this question not for you. You asked this question for the eternal benefit of the conditioned souls of the world. So how they can get emancipation? You are already emancipated. You have got no such impurities. Otherwise, I cannot appear there. Sattam Vishuddham. Vishuddham means completely sanctified heart. Krishna says. I am speaking for the eternal benefit of the conditioned souls of this world. Chetakhandasya bandhaya, mukte chapana bada, nirishattu bandhaya ratanga punishi mukte. Mind is the cause of bondage. Mind is the cause of bondage, whether you understand it. Mind is the cause of our confinement in the non-eternal cages. Like a cage. Non-eternal cage is subtle body and gross body. Bondage, that you understand? The entanglement with the non-eternal apparent selves, physical body, and subtle body. This is called encasement. If this word is there, ignore it. The appendical word is only understood. You think this appendical swear now. One find in this.
Right.
We are imprisoned in these two cages, imprisoned. Very prisoner. Because we have forgotten Krishna. So we have been hung out here, we have got this subtle and gross body to cages. There we have been imprisoned. How to get rid of this? Mind in the cause of such and desirable strength, and mind is the cause of emancipation. Mind is the cause of emancipation, mind is the cause of bondage. Whether you understand bondage? In dictionary it is not yet in it. Bandha, you say bandha. Entanglement with the non-eternal things of this world. And passing to cycles of births and deaths, in tremendous suffering and threefold affliction, that is called worldly, in the worldly suffering, we have come to this world, all this earthly suffering, that is called attachment to non-eternal things. other than the Trigun. That is the cause of your finding. Of your personal unity. Not eternal forms of this. This one. Apparent selves, not the guest. And mind is because of your emancipation. If mind is attached to only good body, then you will be emancipated. If mind is attached to trigun, then you are evil. You are personified. No little things of this world, you are in one day, in one way. Then mother, the both inside, she is putting question for the benefit of the condition soul. Trigun, Sattagun, Rajaguntam, Trigun. We are ordinary persons and fled jivas. You may say even we are neophytes. We have got no knowledge. What? What do you mean by Trigun? It seems to be abstract to us. We have got no knowledge. If even in concrete form you can understand, you can explain this, but you can do it. Right? Then, and again, you have said, you have got attachment to Shivaji, Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Bhagavan, then you should be emancipated. You are not serious, you are seeing it is, are not talking with us. It is because we are not having any exchange of thought. There are some rare instances such and such devotee and that. But generally, they are not talking with us. We know our relations is of world relations are non-eternal. But very fully well, we have got extended thought with them. But always extended thought with them. We begin to ask. So, how we can get emancipation? What is Trigun? Then, Guru Bhagavan said, Prasanna Majaram Pasam Atma Pade Savasadriti Mukshuttana. Trigun means Rajagun. By Rajagun, his physical body, his body is created. By Sattagun, it is sustained for some time. As long as he has to eat the fruits of his action, so long to remain in this world. After the termination of the getting his fruits, better good, and you have to give up this body. But that is it. Sattagun sustain the body, and Tamagun destroy. Trigun means this body, my body. If you think about only body, body, body is the main thing, then you cannot get emancipated. Always you are giving your most stress, most importance to this body. How you can be rescued? You have to attachment, always thinking about how to beautify this body, how to give comfort to this body, then that is called form attachment. To my body, to other bodies, let it be simple. I am not seeing it real self of those bodies. I am seeing the apparent selves, outside covering. So if I have an attachment to my body, and we are giving our energy for the comforts of my body and for the comforts of the other bodies, the Putra Mitradu Vasanta. Attachment or association or communication, explain the thoughts, everything, whatever you say, with these non-eternal bodies, that is the cause of form attachment. to whole body and other bodies. How we can survive in that thinking? That also I think.
When you think this building, everything, all belongs to Supreme Lord, He is the owner. Ahangisar Bajitjana Bhakta Jitabhira. He is the only owner. Even I have a book. No, only over my body. I have got no.
I am not entitled to use this.
Because this body belongs to me. This body has come from the external potency of Supreme Lord. He is the owner of the external potency, he is the energy. Of three primary potencies, Shatra Tamadhu. The body is produced by the external potency, material energy. If he is the owner of material energy, this body is owner of the he. Nobody else. Subtle body also it is produced by that material energy, born with the Anka, pervertery ego. Mind into the pervertery ego. By that, subtle body is consisted of this. That also comes from, produced by this material energy. And the real self, the outcome of the power potency, according to the He is the owner of all kinds of potency. So he is the owner of my body, my subtle body, my real self. And this building, everything, all the universe, he is the owner. Why, with that knowledge, if you remain Shuddha Bhakta, remains a living. This is what they belong to. There will be no attachment. But we only say in words that we have got this ignorance, this illusion, this ignorance is there. No sense we think, oh, I have built this building. Fine. When death will come, what will be? Messengers of God of death will come, and I have got so much property, I have got so much money, I cannot give a flower. I have got so much business to do. So they will not hear about it. Now it is done. We have to take it. And he will cry. We will be closely busters and holders. Actually, if anybody thinks like that. Krishna Samsargara Charyarata. If you, this house belongs to Krishna, I belong to Krishna, my wife belongs to Krishna, everybody is belong to Krishna. If you, not the words, if you feel that, then if we remain with them, by remaining with them, and behaving with them, we will have no attachment. But ignorance, my wife, my child, my house. This trigger means this body. Concrete form. Have you understood? And how to get love for Krishna in love. How to get love. Because he is just talking with us. Shaya Shadri Kuja Mukhsundaram. He teaches will appear. Achya Vigraha. Shuddha Bhakta. They are also talking with Achya Vigraha. Anywhere Supreme Lord can appear. He is all part. And he can talk with the devotee, that such devotees rarely be found. But sadhu we are seeing like us, they are moving in this world. If you associate with sadhus, keep company with the sadhus, you serve the sadhus, then they are talking, you can have an exchange of thoughts. Then you will have sangha. We have the company. We have the contact with them. By the way, we have contact of their heart. You will be able to surmount this notion of personality. You associate with sadhus, they are moving. Sometimes Supreme himself appears. Sometimes he sends his own person.
ಐದು ಸಾಧನೆ ಪಕ್ಕದ್ದರ ಪ್ರಸಂಗ ಎಲ್ಲಿಗರ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಇದೆ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಈ ತರದಂತ ಹೋಗ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ ರಿಮೇನಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿ ವಿಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಲೈಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅದು ಸಂಭವ Why? You heard the name of dogs? You have seen dogs? What they do? Dogs are there. Here I saw Dr. Hujan Tabati. Hujan Ji was lying on the bedstead, full of dogs. And he was doing it. And all the dogs are associated with the sun. What kind of association? Like sucking blood. All this great. And then Babaji Maharaj is an anchorite. I beg them to suck. We cannot do. We have got this feeling. We cannot sleep here. Or you are sleeping. You are lying there. We will get Babaji. They are not associating. Gurudev Babaji is thinking about Radha Krishna. How to satisfy Radha Krishna? How to satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associate? And the dogs are thinking how to suck the blood. Exploitation at our Chaitanya Krishna. Good God, exploitation. We are exploiting. This is not Sangha. By the way, we have actual association of Sangha. From a distance, if you follow him, follow. His purpose is to satisfy Radha Krishna. Knowing the purpose of his life, if you follow that, then that will be actors, association. Sangha, Sangha Gaman, Sangha. As for his heart's thinking, oh, how sadhu. He is giving his step for that one feet apart. He is imitation. He is not sadhu sangha. Outside imitation. What purpose? He is the purpose. You have to understand his purpose. According to purpose, you will move. Notice? And another sadhu sangha. Yuga Goswami has said, when we behave with others with love, when there is love, we give our energy, we give our valuable things to the others and take. In this way, we shall have contact. By going to market, you are seeing so many persons. But that is not called Sangha. But when you do it with love, with priti, yadati pradigrinnati gujyamakrati prikshati bhunti bhajiriti vasarvidam sangalakkhana. As our Sangha said, we always take it. Eat something. Always take it. Sun giving us rays, sun giving us light, and Varunda giving us water, and Neptune. And this wind god is getting wind. And we are taking everything. No. But why are you? Give something. You have to give. Then there will be exchange of thought. Now, we hardly give. We should give these all these non-eternal things. The Supreme God. And that non-eternal things, as per their eligibility, those will be offered to the Supreme Lord. The sand, stone chief, cement, mortar will be engaged in building a temple and building the house of a devotee. That will not be offered. But rice and other things that is allowed in the scripture, then vegetables you have to offer and take prasad. And those three beside is like a poison. But when it is offered to Supreme Lord, it becomes amrita, becomes nectar, ambrosia. Your all disease will be removed. The disease of birth and death will be removed by taking prasad. Like this. You give something, Sanatana Goswami, how he taught us when Chandrasekhar Bhakti wanted to give one cloth to him, new cloth, Sanatana Goswami refused. Tapan Mishra brought one new cloth, and Sanatana Goswami said, I would give one cloth used by him. One glove used by you, with that will be prasad. I do not want to take. Sanatana Goswami, our guru, what he is teaching us, the Prime Minister of Vision Shatastra. You have to take prasad. I will collect fund. They collect fund for Radha Krishna, for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, for Guru Krishna. But they are giving the full amount. I am taking something. This is Devashavara, Brahmashavara, very bad. You get any kind of greediness for this, you go to the house. You are. But by taking this ascetic life, you should not do this. Devashavara, Nigaraja, unknowingly, he committed offense to Brahmi. He offered one cow, one Brahmin, that cow went to some other place, and some other person, that cow again he gave to somebody. And then when that somebody, Santapna, was taking the previous woman, all left him, they acquired it. Then he was at the table, oh, I have something. No, I shall give you 1 million cows. No, I do not want. Animal. And he became one animal that is called Krikalash. What is that?
Lizard.
Lizard. Like pig. But then, Liberaja. That. And if they take a shelter to Supreme Lord, why you should do this? He is maintaining the whole world, whole universe, infinite planets. He will not maintain you. By taking shelter, why you should do this? All this? And the devotional actions. Why? He will not protect you. If I go to anybody in this, if I go to your house, a human being, how long they will stay in this world? But if a human being, I go there and start serving him without asking anything from him, how long that person can remain silent? After 2-3 days, oh, he will not be taking me, taking shelter, without feeding my kind, how can I wait? He won't be able to. After 3-4 days. He won't go for these beings or everything without giving the garment to him, cloth to him. I shall, how I shall wear this. A human being, independent, he could die. He cannot do a Supreme Lord, they have taken shelter, and we have to do all this request. That request, why? You will not protect us. He is protecting the whole world, isn't he? When there is no finish, then we cannot make progress. Yagashamun Baham Maham, Krishna himself, but they don't want it. They want only all the devotees. They are very brilliant. If they gain Krishna, getting Krishna, getting all, we get all. If we want something, then Krishna will give their something. No, this property of this world, all this, Brahman will take. then I will be lost to me. As we have got to find the knowledge and things of this world. Come again, blunder. So Supreme Lord, when tries to give the Shuddha Bhakta, to take his proprietorship of Brahmanda, Durga Padavi, etc., world and the nether world, all these 18 attainments of yogic attainments and salvation, without the service of your goddess, you do not want anything. God, by getting who you get all. What is the means of asking? That is ignorance. That is here. Now, I am to cut it, speech. Because if we go on speaking to you like this, it's not India. We saw how we can recognize him. We saw. Then Uttama Bhagavan said, these are the qualities of truth. First he is saying, not the original quality. What is the quality? Later on he said, the original quality. And what is the quality, real quality of a sadhu, real characteristic of sadhu will be there, then other quality signs will be automatically manifested. They are automatically. The concomitant qualities. First thing is taking out concomitant qualities. Siddhikava, Karunika, Spirito Sargadhi. Ajata Satrava Shanta Sadhava Shadhu. Sadhu must have forgiveness. Where is you got to do forgiveness? Then you got to do very big thing. Tolerance should be there. Tolerance, forbearance. Sadhu is concomitant qualities, accompanying qualities. First, sadhu, you cannot have any desire, money, burden, or any kind of name and form. If there is no problem, it becomes unbalanced. That's not what it is. If anybody gets money, and he does not want, that person says, how will you go to fight with him? Because then that is, when we want money, I am not getting an other person, then we shall have malice and we shall try to do harm to them. Sadhu, out of compassion, may say to him that you will give what is even done. You should not run after this knowledge and things. But sadhu has no desire for all these things. Anybody is getting, then he will not have any malice to anybody. They are currently any sadhu, a void of forgiveness cannot be. When you want something and there is an obstacle there, then you become furious. If there is no want, then you go no cause of becoming furious. If there is no desire for money, no desire for woman, no desire for nature. What do you ask? And make him upset. Discharge his anger. Always calm. Sadhu will be more forbearing than he. Our Guruma used to give an instance. Grishtam Grishtam Pramipura Chandanam Chari Vandanam. Chindam Chindam Pramipura Sadhu Jeeva Ikku Pandanam. Dabdam Dabdam Pramipura Kanchanam Kantirupam. Prant Pagilbiki Jayati Sajjana. Sajjana. Oriyam Tat Sat. Sat means overt distance. Sat. Tat Sat. That is transcendental is Sat. This body is, we are seeing,
depositing to your sense organ, non-visual sense organ, are all these things. And sense organs are non-visual. How do you comprehend the sense organs? Also non-visual. And the body will perish, now the sense organs will not, whatever it is. In the time of the living also, we lose our eyesight and all these things, all the sense organs, power of sense organs. And the body will be able to do it. If there is an eternal entity, there should be, must be, beyond that transcendental, beyond the comprehension of subtle gross sense organs, beyond. That which can be comprehended, if it was this, comprehended this, and that thought beyond us. That's it. Here, Krishna Gurcharan Chandanam Charuvanta Sajjananam, those who are personal associates of Supreme Lord Transcendental Reality, they are so much tolerant. One instance, in the sandal paste, is rubbed, and we are keeping some problem with the sandal paste. And sandal paste will keep out this fragrance, and it will become even that smell. In his nature, always sandal paste will keep fragrance. As much harassment as there are things, not going on around, but it will never become smell will not be. That. In such a sense. Like that. The sadhu, he is oppressed, harassed. His desire to do eternally good to others, nobody can remove it. It's always there. One sadhu went to the Golang River and there is all of scorpion. Scorpion lies in the water and about to die. Then that's the confession. Try to catch it and so when he tried to catch, the cat was swallowed, trying to bite, tending. He threw that in the water. Again, again he had the cat. And every time he is trying to rescue, I will get that. Scorpion is trying to fly it. The other thing, what you are doing? What you are doing? This scorpion will die. He is very much in distress. He will die for that. I should try to catch hold of it and to throw it in his heart. But whenever he gets, he tries to fly it, so I have to. They will throw in the water. Let that scorpion die. Why? Emperor became a hawk. He cursed by the rest of the who will protect us. Oh. He's only signed. Come on. Went to the heart and to the particular hawk. Oh, Mr. My dear Hawk, you are not a hawk. You are not a hawk. You are in prayer. Okay. Come on. I don't. I got a very beautiful wife and children. So much responsibility. I cannot go. Forget. I went. Like that, when Krishna said, Sarvanma Parityajya Mamekam Sarvanga, Ahamkam Sarvanga, Mokkhesi Mahatma. When I don't believe, that was so much deepest part, what meant, why children and all these things, have a good time to do. Anitya Vashamuru, you look back to Bhadishyama, they got this monetary world, they are imprisoned here. Because we have stopped worshipping me, start worshipping me.
same thing Krishna has said. So it's a lot of sin. We have forgotten Krishna. We have retired as servant of Krishna. That is the root cause. And the sadhus, they try to make us understand. We have forgotten Krishna. You remember Krishna. How to remember Krishna? In Kali Yuga. Very easy. But in other yugas, Satyatata Dhapa, very difficult. In Satya Yuga, Yuga Dharma, meditation. And in Satya Yuga, oblation. Dhapa Yuga, worship of deities. But we cannot do now. Because your mind is destroyed, you cannot meditate. And you are given to senses, you cannot utter mantra, oblation. If mantra is uttered wrongly, you get the wrong thing. And you cannot perform worship of deities, because you are a diseased. A diseased person is not allowed to worship. Very difficult to worship. So tell me what it is. Kod Hari Kittana! Whatever you get by in God, you got in Satya Yuga by meditation, and God Vidyajuga by oblation or sacrifice, and Dhapanjuga by worship of Krishna. Everything you will get, you can get by chanting the holy name. I have given all power to you. Taking the power of Radha and complexion of Radha and you. Nandana Krishna appeared as the foremost guru and his deeply awarded. Wow! He taking the as guru form. Yetadarpanamaryanam bhava-bhava-dhava-dhimit-bhavanam Suya-kriva-chandrika-vikaranam-vidhya-vadu-jeevanam Anandam-vadu-parharam-pandipadam-purnam-vata-ashradhanam Sarvatma-snavaram-param-vijayate-sri-krishna-santi-vidhanam What is
Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare
Suri-vasvara-vihina Sadhus, they are friends of all, friends of human beings, and they are killing others. They are seen, all are interrelated. You have got love for you. I should love with all your parts. And I have got love for you. I cut your finger and by the way, and spoiled your eyes like this. It is my love. If I have got love for you, I have love for all your parts. Love if you love the number dog. If there is pure love for somebody, he is dear for somebody. Dear to me. You cannot endure like that. If you love for Krishna, all the beings are coming from Krishna. You cannot have the aptitude in his injury. Nonetheless, it is not with you. Neither Sarva Dehina, Ajata Shatruva, did not see before. This is why when we are doing and what may you see when you think? Lord Maharaja says, for a sastri to have a double ground. Punjab Jambaya did give up the end. That's why he said, he said to Sandhavaka, Jambaya, I have been I'm worshipping Krishna. Krishna has made my mind like this. As magnet attracts the iron, and iron is attracted to magnet. Like magnet, Krishna is attracted. So once you are enveloped in the vision gently, they see this. This is my friend, my foe. When they enthrop the insulin, by the Supreme Lord, Sandhavaka wanted to know somebody's name. The Lord should say, then he will take him to Renukushima, this person, while your child. But he said, Supreme Lord has spoiled my name. Supreme Lord gives you the energy and then follows us. Then we have got this sort of deception.
Yam Tuam. This is mine, this is yours. Like this. All the Christians. They are simple hearted. They do act as an injunction of the scripture. It's 2 minutes. And original quality, Mari Aranda Bhavara Bhakti Kutpati Chitra. This is the original quality. One with a one-pointed devotion to you. By serving Krishna, we serve more. That is the active quality. And that quality is there, other quality automatically will be manifested. Mari Aranda Bhavara Bhakti Kutpati Chitra. Another is acceptable as practitioner. All who have given up this family attachment by getting given up in a shop. But he, when, for the service of Krishna, when you serve Krishna, then you have a great failure that gets the blood. By only merely, now you have married and you have got sons and all these things, and through preparation, now you have given up and you are moving in this world without doing your duties. And giving a wife and children, so it looks sin. But if you take shelter of Supreme Lord, if you serve Him, actively you are paying the extra. You are on the bhava bhakti Krishna. When you have got full faith in Krishna, when you have got love for Krishna, then you have love for all the other qualities will automatically emerge. Mother to take the Karmana take to Sayana Manda. Mother said that I'm Mr. Sita Bandika. Sarah's original sign is characteristic. You have to test to hear Harikata. Harikata has water. Without water, no aquatic animal fish can survive. Without Harikata, oh sadhu can remain without Harikata. There is life of sadhu. If there is no test for hearing Harikata, it is not sadhu. Matchitta madhyata prana bodhanta padashtarata sadhansa mangitya kushinti ramana kujita. If you have attachment to Krishna, you have to have the attitude to hear about Krishna.
Yes, that's what the house is, we are not Krishna. When they began, disabled by disease, but others had been the opportunity to serve them. In this era, Guru Vajra. When they are diseased, nobody can take them. And then, what is fit? They are taking it. They take this way. That. They cannot wash it. When they are diseased, nobody comes. Uttering good, but the thinking that whole objective is mind is the cause of suffering, and mind is the cause of happiness. We are thinking about absolute bliss.